Anchor fam, what do you know good besides myself? What's up? Oh gosh, you know, it's been a little while. I saw my last broadcast was February 10th, and so it's just been a minute. Today is Tuesday, March 5th. It's March 5th. Can't believe March is here already. I really swear to goodness that the older I get, the quicker the years seem to flow by. It's just like they zoom by. It's incredible. It's crazy. But I wanted to just stop by and say hi and let you guys know some of the things going on with me. The primary thing that's going on with me is that my mother is not doing well. She, as of this afternoon, she is doing better thanks to the care and prayers of her family and also of my dad. My parents divorced when I was 10, I guess. I was 10. And they stayed in the same household for about another 10 years after that, just to make sure that my brothers and I had two parents growing up. That was very important to them, that we had two parents that were in the house and that were, you know, they were truly, you know, co-parenting in the same house, but they were divorced. And so now in our adult years, the way circumstances have held by God is that my mother stays in an apartment complex, and my dad actually stays in an apartment literally down the street. I mean, he's maybe a 5-minute walk and a 30-second drive from my mom. And so she's not been doing that well. She has some ailments that have been flaring up. And so it's been hard, actually. It's being in this season and watching my dad, actually, over the last 6 or 7 years, watching his health and his mobility change. And my parents are, my dad is 73 right now. My mother is 74. And I guess I had in my mind that they would, you know, they're aging and they're changing, and we know as people get older that they become more frail. They you know, they lose their sight, sometimes their hearing and their mobility and different things kick in. But I don't know, I just thought in my mind that it would happen somewhere in their 80s, like in their mid 80s, it's like that's when it's gonna kick in. But for them, it's happening in their early 70s. My dad started using a cane about 2 years ago, and you know, I don't know. For me, my dad was always like this big, strong, brawny guy that I always saw as my protector, you know, and my strength, and in so many ways, but physically too. And now it's, you know, it's different. He's not that same man that I grew up with. He is, but he's not physically. He's changing, and we all will change as we get older. Processing and dealing with some feelings of frustration. And a lot of different things that have come up, in watching this, because like I said, I had pegged in my mind that they would, you know, become old people, so to speak, whatever that means, in their mid-80s, like they wouldn't need caring after and taking them to doctor's appointments and things like that. And it started sooner rather than later. And I think the feelings of frustration have come about because I know that neither one of them really takes great care of their temple. of their body. And so I'm frustrated. I'm like, you know, hey, you know, you have family, you have children, you have grandchildren, you have friends and other family members who care about you, who want you to be here and be here healthy. Could you please do some exercise? Could you please get off of the Burger King McDonald's diet? And it's just, I don't know. It's just, so that's frustrating. That's very frustrating for me. But they're here, and while they're here, there's hope that things can turn around. So I would like to ask anyone who listens to this broadcast who believes in the power of prayer to please lift up my parents in your prayers for their healing, for their health. So that's the main thing going on with me. I am working a full-time job as an IT trainer. For a local, I guess it would be a digital agriculture type of company here in St. Louis. And I am enjoying that for the most part. You know, the inflection in my voice as I said that gave away anything. I'm very careful about what I share and what I don't share online, because it's, unless you're going to share it with, you know, everybody, or you want to share it with everybody, you should be careful. But no, I'm very grateful to have found this position after leaving my last position as an HR coordinator for a product packaging manufacturing place, very prominent here in St. Louis as well. That didn't work out. I was there for about a year, and it just was not a good fit. And so I was very grateful to find this position. I have a wonderful manager who is like, she's super wonderful. I mean, she's really a great manager. My colleagues that I work with are also great. I'm so grateful. For that. I am still cultivating my business Tailored for You Enterprises, and looking to grow that more and more. I recently joined Marie Forleo's B School, which you all know is an 8-week intensive program that is supposed to educate me and help me if I do the work and apply the wisdom. It's supposed to help me grow my business, and so I decided to make that investment. It's a pretty significant investment as well, if you know anything about B School. And so I decided to take the leap, and part of how I signed up for B School is that I signed up through one of her affiliates. And so I will be receiving a new website. And you guys know I've been wanting a new website for about 2 years. So I'm glad that I was patient and waited, and I will receive that finally in 2019. So I'm very excited about that. But things are going well. I'm working on losing 20 pounds of excess weight. At work, we're doing Biggest Loser. We have another, I guess we only have like 2.5 weeks left. So I'm working on that. I've lost, what have I lost now? 4 pounds. So, not real big, but I'm this week, I'm making a shift in my mindset, and I feel as though the best is yet to come with this. Even though the competition ends in another 2 weeks, I am gonna continue to work towards my goals. This was a good stirring up, if you will, and so I'm really excited about that. I've gone on for almost 10 minutes, and so I will wrap this up, but I hope everyone is doing great, and I hope that your 2019 is going beautifully. I'm super stoked, super excited about the possibility and the promise of this calendar year. I believe it's going to be one of my best years ever. And I'm claiming that, declaring that for my family and friends as well. So take great care, Anchor fam. I hope all is well. Take good care.